Okay, today is Osaka, Beis Tevis, December 10th, on page Mem Beis, the third letter from Revolva, Mechta Shlishi. We'll read it again from the beginning. Yedidi Hayakos, Simachtani Vidvarecha, my dear friend, you made me happy with your words. Ruach Lecha, Acharei Shekarosa, Masha Kasavti Lecha, Ados Kina. Let's call that you were inspired after what I wrote to you. About jealousy, because it's been opened before you the way, the approach, how to look at yourself, how to view yourself, how to view your milos and chasronos. But from between your lines, I see that my mechtav needs a hashlama, my letter needs an addendum, needs completion. You're on the way to find yourself. You're on the path to find yourself, but it's weighing upon you your relationship or lack of relationship with your friends. You feel that you have not yet found your place among your friends and you're suffering from this. There are among your friends those that the yearning to stand out, to be bolet, which means to be prominent, to stand out, dominates them. Nafshecha soledes mizeh uvetzedek, means your soul recoils from this, and correctly. Avalech lehisnaik, but how should one act? Lo lehisarev b'chaye hachevra, not to mix into the life of the chevra, the social life. That's certainly not the correct step either. Apparently he was just turned off by some of the competitiveness, showing off.
The student who wrote the letter.
Yeah, yeah. So what do? You shun, you know? So he writes, Hashi'ifel his balt is navaz me osa makra shemen navaz akina. The yearning for prominence stems from the same source that the jealousy comes from. Even the person who wants to stand out has not yet found himself as a osher asher chananu Hashem b'maylo sichlios v'nafshios, and the wealth that Hashem has favorably bestowed upon him in intellectual and spiritual gifts. Afu tali v'das acherim. He's also dependent on others. Yeah, the jealous person is probably just less accomplished, and the person who needs to be the best maybe is more accomplished, but neither one is comfortable with himself. He's totally bedas acherim, shehem yashru, that they should like confirm him, approve of him. Yachziku mimenu, I'm sure in Hebrew, in Yiddish rather, he would say they should hold of him. Ki acheres ein ma. Because otherwise, there's nothing that does hold of him. What makes me something? If people hold, I'm something. It means there's nothing on the inside. The umase, in contrast to this, maasechi yekarbucho, maasechi yerachakucho. It's an expression from the Mishnah in Adios, which means it's not dependent on anything else. Your actions will bring you near, and your actions will make you far. Do within chevra what needs to be done, without reckoning, without thinking about if this will add cover to you or no. Azar la'acherim, help others. V'malkam shi'esh losses yad la'ezo avodan, where there's a place to lend a hand to some service. Davar katan o gadol, small or big. Shem tia ben misnadven. Should be among those who volunteer. And in every group, we need people who are appointed over certain systems. Sedarim, and in yeshivas, there are different things you can volunteer to help out with this, that, or the other. He's saying, don't stay on the side, get involved. Even in yeshiva life, there are opportunities where we need to appoint different people for different things. Don't push yourself into these appointments, like to overdo it, trying to, you know, win the position. But if it becomes your turn or your place to be appointed, do what's put upon you with seriousness and with like committedness. With this, you'll become accustomed to responsible service to the tzibur. Imze, but with this, takbid al shmiras kol starecha, be careful about keeping all your starim. Shlo tivatal asam b'shem ofen l'man ha-mishra ha-tzibur shelcha, that you shouldn't nullify them ever for because of a certain appointment you have for the tzibur. If this appointment becomes an excuse to negate working on oneself, its gain is made up for with its loss. It'll empty the person from a spiritual sense, and will open up the door for him to be satisfied with business that's empty. Nitulas tochen ritzini, that is devoid of any serious tochen. What he means is it's possible an issue if a person's not succeeding to take on some side thing, and that becomes his whole, I'm the guy who puts away the svarim. I'm not the guy who learns them, but I put away the svarim. He means don't let that become, take over his growth. It's in yeshiva to grow in Torah, and sometimes a person's struggling, they can get caught up with a side thing. It does happen. That's what he's warning about. But the point of what he's saying is be socially involved, but don't fall into the trap of making kavod what motivates or doesn't motivate you. Just do what's right socially. Shuvlo akachet mechan, also want to hold back from you. Ki bentora olo lios rogish l'chavod. Bentora is susceptible to being very sensitive to kavod. V'davka beglal ma'alaso, and specifically because of his maila. This, I think, is the underlying concept behind the whole phenomenon that this bachur is feeling. He no chai be'olam ruchni. He lives in a spiritual world. U'meshach shnos limudo hisrachek mamelo migasos hataivos haboros kayom be'olam. And during the years of his learning, he is naturally distanced from the coarse desires that burn in the world nowadays. V'yitzro lovish gamkein itztel ruchnis. His yitzer can also take on a spiritual cloak. In other words, the yitzahara in the yeshiva is not to pursue that desire or this desire or another desire, but the yitzahara is to find his way in. It's in the things that are held in esteem in the yeshiva. So being the big Talmud Chacham, the big Lamdan, the big Tzaddik, in a word, that the Yitzhara for kavod can stand out more. If the Yitzhara is to break his way in, that's where he's going to get there. He's not going to get there with the Yitzhara for coarse taivos. I told the story once, Rav Shurkin has an introduction to his sefer that his father, Yaakov Moshe Shurkin, was a Talmud in Radin, the Chabetz Chaim, and there was a period of time where there was some like extreme Musser guys, like really engaged in extreme behavior, and he almost joined that group. But then once, like, one of those guys didn't get the right aliyah at some event in the yeshiva. Someday he didn't get, you know, maybe it was Zos Chanukah, he didn't get the right aliyah, and he made a whole to-do about it. And he saw that they weren't really worked out in Musa, they weren't ice guy. But when Rav Michael Shurkin told this story to Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, it was the late Rashi Ber Yaakov, Rav Chaim Brisker's nephew, he said, yeah, because they were denying themselves. Like all other Yetzirahs were being quashed, so the Yetzirah like has to sort of stick out somewhere else. The Yetzirah for kavod was becoming too great because they were too extreme in other areas. But there can be a Yetzirah for kavod. But Yitzra lovish gamkein itzla ruchnis. So the Yetzirah also takes on a spiritual form. Chemdas hakavod yosir ruchnis mechemdas tanugim gasim. The desire for kavod is more spiritual. It's not good, but it's more spiritual and the desire for custard donuts, and the desire for coarse, delicacies. Zesh Amr Chazal, it's It's part of what Chazal mean, called a gadol mechaver, yitzur gadol memenu. Whoever is greater than his friend, his yitzur is greater. So it means that the yitzur hara manifests in a greater area. I want to be the big Talmud Chacham. The truth, that's a madrego already. He used to want to be, a great basketball player. He used to want it to be, have this, that, and the other. Now he wants to be the guy who people think of as a great Talmud Chacham. That is a level. It's still not there yet, because it's still a yitzur hara for kavod, but it's actually commendable that that's where it is, but there's a negative byproduct of that. Kolomar means that im hisalusa haruchna shel adam, with the spiritual elevation of a person, niya gam yitzur luruchni yotzer. So his yitzur will also become more spiritual. Lachain al bentor li zor b'miyuchad. Therefore, bentor has to be particularly careful, but midim yonah shel kavod, of imaginations, delusions of cover the value kosher by himself, that he not stumble in them. Ach mitzad sheni, but on the other hand, chaya ben Torah l'hakbid al'atzmo v'alha fa'oso. So now he's giving us sort of the other side of it, though, to keep in mind. Ben Torah does have to be makbid about himself and his appearance. Talmud Chacham shenitza revav al bigdo chayiv misa. The Gemara Shabbos is a Talmud Chacham that a stain is found on him, it's like his chayiv misa. Ochel b'shuk pasul le'edus, person eats in the marketplace, pasul le'edus, kiven she'enu makbid al b'zionu v'ash b'losu le'ich b'slo l'shaka l'spazos. If he's not makbid about his shame, he wouldn't be makbid to lie either, and to denigrate himself that way. Harei she'chayev adam l'hakbid al hafaz v'talbash, the person has to be makbid the way he appears and the way he dresses. Imki ein l'hafriz b'zeh, even though he's not supposed to go overboard. L'hafriz is to, go to extreme. Ad kidei silsil b'mosros, to the degree that he's primping himself in excess. V'akavod ha'amiti, who true honor is lo ha'moka machabes ha'odam, el ha'odam machabes makomo. It's the language of Chazal. The place doesn't honor man, but man honors his place. Ma'at chiyu, ma'bar chiyuvi al kol adam v'al kol davar, a positive view of all people and all things. Sh'ifa liros, the whole davar as a tzara chiyuvi v'eshtadlas l'hamid kol davar mukom. I'll finish the last paragraph.